Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Chloe Michael.
And I'm Maya Manry.
Produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom, we look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties.
This week, we spoke with local ICE protesters and a statewide organization who advocates for rural communities.
Throughout January, protests were held in town against U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement. Student reporter Maya Manry spoke with locals about why they were protesting and their experiences with ICE. Several interviewees in this episode chose not to share their names for their safety.
Among chanting protesters and honking cars stood a man waving a Mexican flag and dressed as a luchador. Speaking to him, I learned that he had a close interaction with ICE.
I did a U-turn out in the freeway on the way back from the Kachan Casino. Somebody had a pop tire from my family, so I did a U-turn. I went out there, exchanged a tire, and I guess they saw me from afar away, and they pulled me over thinking it was highway patrol, but it was ICE. It was an unmarked vehicle. I had my two children in the car. They pulled me over at gunpoint. And they ran my background and everything. They checked my paperwork and everything was good. But the thing I didn't like is that they'd held me at gunpoint while my kids were in the car.
After speaking to the luchador, I found Estella, the person who organized this local protest, and asked her for her insight on why she and others are protesting.
Yeah, so I am Mexican-American, first generation Chicana, and someone who also can be targeted because of the color of my skin. I didn't feel like I was relating to anyone who was speaking up here in Yuma that can't speak up for the brown communities because everything is political. But I feel like this has gone further than politics. This is killing people. This is murdering everyone in general. And I think that we just have to create that space to make sure that they know that they can come out here and we're going to be advocating for them as much as we can.
One protester, Eileen, told me a multitude of reasons beyond immigration issues that she's protesting and who she's protesting for.
I'm very mad because our government's failing us. They're failing us in so many ways, and it's not only, hold on. Our government is failing us, and they're failing a lot of group of people, not only us, it's also LGBTQ, immigrants, women, and so much more. And my poster has a list with a group of people who have died because of ICE agents. And some of them are US citizens, and that's not supposed to happen. And we're not supposed to be out here, but we are.
There are many protests happening around the country right now, and this is insight on one at a local level. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Maya Manry.
In this week's Flash interview, KAWC senior student reporter Max Switzing spoke with a college student about a memorable class discussion. Renee Good's murder is discussed in this interview.
Could you please introduce yourself by telling me what the class is that you were in?
Okay, so I'm in class for Introduction to Administration of Justice and also Serial Killers. There's this one professor that we were in class. Students were talking about the video when an ICE agent shot at a lady because apparently she was going to run him over with a car. And the teacher said that she was, if she was in the position of the ICE agent, she would do the same thing, since if you put yourself in that position, like, you prefer to stay alive and shoot to stop the person from doing that instead of just dying. So,
I guess, how did this professor's comments, make you feel in the classroom?
Honestly, I kind of agree with her, because if I think that I'm the ICE agent or any police officer that is in danger, I also know the same, like, intend to protect myself, but also not thinking about injuring the other person. Like, I wouldn't necessarily, like, shoot something or so they can stop. I would, like, hey, you know what, like, this is wrong, you need to relax, like, we're both gonna end up injured. So, yeah, I think it's, like, really cool that she brought it up, like, on the first day of class. So we can all, like, get that mindset changed since the beginning. Like, okay, sometimes maybe things look good, but it's not gonna, like, the action you do to answer that question or to solve that problem might not seem good to other people.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you speaking with me today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Rural AZ Action is an organization that advocates for rural communities in Arizona. Student reporter Chloe Michael spoke with their Yuma County organizer about how ICE has affected the local community.
I'm speaking with Yuma County organizer for Rural AZ Action, Janet Sal Bagarin Acevedo, about ICE presence in our community. Can you tell me about yourself?
So I come from an immigrant family who sacrifices have taught me the value of hard work and justice. After experiencing unfair treatment while I was working at the strawberry fields, I was impressed to join Rural Arizona Action to uplift and fight for the dignity and the rights for my community.
What is your role for Rural AZ Action?
So yeah, I am the Yuma County organizer. So Rural Arizona Action is a year-round organization for economic development and community well-being. Our mission is to build progressive infrastructure and rural spaces along with the capacity to sustain long-term wins in Arizona and statewide.
So why should people care about the ICE presence in Yuma?
So people should care about ICE presence in Yuma because it's coming, it's changing every day as we speak. People are just becoming more afraid to even be in their homes when they see just even police lights. Many no longer feel safe when they're being pulled over because they don't even know if they're going to receive a ticket or just be detained or even face deportation. This fear is affecting not only undocumented individuals, but also U.S. citizens, simply because they may have an accent or look a certain way. Having an accent should not be a threat as justification to harassment or detention. So ICE was meant to focus on immigration enforcement, yet what we are seeing goes beyond that. Members of our community are being triggered, bullied, brutalized, and even some cases killed. And this level of fear and harm is tearing at the sense of safety and dignity and that people deserve. So we do think that it is very important for people to get the right trainings for this.
Is there anything else you have noticed that ICE has done that you feel like is harmful to our community?
So what I noticed is that now we don't even know if it's ICE or police because they use unmarked vehicles. And people are, like I said before, they don't know if it's even the police stopping them for a ticket or if they're being detained or if it's ICE. And they are just, I feel like they're just abusing the power that they have.
Why do you think they're abusing their power?
They're coming to your home without a notice, without a warrant, and they're just trying to come into your home to even, detain you. They're even using pepper sprays. I just feel like they are, like, over-abusing their power.
What would you recommend for people to stay safe?
We do highly say that stay home as much as you can. But when it comes to Yuma County, just please stay cautious as possible. Drive carefully at all times. Follow the traffic laws and avoid speeding and reckless driving to make sure that you protect yourself and our people. Always have Protect Our Pueblo's number with you. You can give that number. It is 520-607-0507. The way that you can stay safe at home is do not open your door. You have the right to ask why they are there. And if they don't have a signed judicial warrant, they cannot come inside your house.
That was Janitzel Bagarin Acevedo speaking about ICE presence in our community. For more information about the Protect Our Pueblos hotline, visit ruralazaction.org/protectourpueblos. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Chloe Michael. KAWC's The Hotspot is produced by KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by our listeners and by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona and the Scripps Howard Fund.
Our theme music is Election Time by Kiartan Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Maya Manry.
I'm Chloe Michael.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz, it's
The Hotspot.